Well, good morning, everyone. Great to see you today at home and in church. Let me pray as we look at this passage and think about a few things for the coming year together on this Vision Sunday. Lord, we pray you by your Spirit would lead us, open our eyes to see some of the truths in this passage that would thrill us and encourage us. And give us a fresh vision, we pray, as we look forward to all that you have for us as a church family here in Crowborough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we've looked back with thanks. Wasn't that video great? I find it very moving. I've watched it lots of times to see what God has been doing and the stuff we've been enabled to do over this last year. It's been a wonderful time, a tough time in many ways, but praise God for all we can look back at. But as I was thinking about today and looking ahead to what lies ahead of us, I was drawn to this passage in Philippians 3. And I'm struck that Paul says twice in our verses. In verse 12, he says, "I press on." In verse 14, he says, "I press on." And the direction of travel for Paul is forwards. He presses on. Even though he says, forgetting what is behind, he does press on and strains to what is ahead. Now, of course, there's lots of things that Paul does look back on. He often retells the story of conversion, doesn't he, in the letters he writes. He looks back at the goodness of God in salvation through the death, resurrection of Jesus Christ for our sins. He looks back with joy, but as he does, his primary focus is to look forward. He says, "I press on. I press on." And that is what the Lord is calling us to do as a church family, as different congregations across All Saints Church and St. Richard's and Highhurstwood, to press on. We've had an extraordinary year of lockdown, haven't we? Of live streams, of lockdown, of viruses and vaccines. And of course, we look back and we say, "Lord, you've been so faithful to us. Faithful to us in salvation, faithful to us in sustaining us and keeping us as a church family and pushing us forward. Great is your faithfulness," we say, "Lord." And that feeds our faith, doesn't it, for the next chapter of life and ministry. But we press on together now. You see, the call of God that captures Paul's heart is still yet to come. And Paul is committed to pressing on. How about you? How about us as a church family? As we look ahead, will we together say, "We press on together"? Let's be honest, there's plenty of things that could hold us back, that could drag us down and make us lose heart, that can hinder future progress, so we can despair over past sins and hurts. We can live in bitterness and difficulty. Or we can think of the glory days that were behind us and we think we can never get there again. But Paul the Apostle, he has no time for that. He says, "No." His attitude is there in verse 13, forgetting what lies behind and straining to what is ahead. "I press on. I press on." And as we come bit by bit out of lockdown, what attitude should we have individually and corporately as a church? Well, it should be to press on, shouldn't it? To press on to what? What is the goal to which Paul is pressing on? Well, verse 14 is the prize for which God called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. So picture the athlete. There he is on the track in starter's position. Where is he or she looking? Are they looking behind? No. Forgetting what lies behind. Are they waving at mum in the crowd? No. They're looking to the finishing line. That's where their gaze is fixed. And their plan is, when the starter gun goes off, to run like crazy with all the energy they can muster to get to the finishing line. And that's a picture in this verse here. This is the zeal, the passion, the focus of looking ahead to the end goal. And that is for Paul and for every believer, as verse 20 says, the citizenship of heaven, looking forward to the new heaven and the new earth, of being with Jesus forever. I press on. Now, let's not get confused this morning that running the race, that earns us the prize of heaven. No, God has called us to heaven. He's invited us through faith in Jesus. Verse 14, Paul says, "God has called me." And the fact that you or I have said yes or count me in at some stage in my life or during a series of a time in my life, the fact I've put my hand into Jesus' hand and trusted him as my Savior and King is because God has called me. He who called me heavenwards now holds me fast. That moment, that time when you came to know Jesus is described beautifully as the time in verse 12 when Jesus took hold of you. Isn't that a lovely picture of becoming a Christian? I've come to know Jesus personally as your Savior. Jesus took hold of me. He grabbed me. He made me his own. I love that. Jesus reached down and he grabbed me. He took hold of my life and he will never let me go. Secure. Saved by grace through faith. And the life I now live is one of active pressing on. Jesus took hold of me, justified by faith, and now this process of sanctification, of becoming more like Jesus, is pictured here by Paul saying, I press on. I take hold of that for which Christ took hold of for me. Jesus took hold of me, his people, his church, and I press on towards being with Jesus one day on that journey towards the heavenward call in Christ Jesus. And my life now pressing on, running the race of knowing Christ, not just in my head but in my heart, by his Spirit, is one of active living and serving and loving and being comforted by Jesus that I might comfort others, of being served by Jesus that I might serve others. What a great vision of active, passionate Christian living this is. Pressing on. It is Jesus drenched, cross-shaped in service, sustained and energized in relationship with him by the power of the Spirit and his mighty word. I press on. I press on. And as we embark on this next season of life as the people of God at All Saints Church, will we forget what lies behind those things that hinder us, and will we strain towards what lies ahead? To what God has called us to be and to do as his people in this town, in this country, in this world, in our home, in our street, in our work, in our family, in our friendships, in our schools, pressing on is a whole life thing. That's why I'm excited again to encourage us to be involved with God's work now and in the future in this town and in this world. Will we say together, we press on? As we look ahead, let me share a few little headlines of the things we need to think about as we press on into this next year as a church family. And the first thing we need to be doing is this: I press on to rebuild. We've got to rebuild church life. This doesn't feel very normal, does it? Well, it's not really very normal. But actually, things are opening up. And I'm so thankful to God for his life during lockdown, of what we've been able to do. But now we need to begin rebuilding, as hopefully we're able to move beyond June to more normal gatherings and getting the rhythms of church life going again. But friends, we've got to be realistic, haven't we? The Lord has pressed pause on many things over the last year. We have to think carefully about what we restart and what we let go. Some things will need to go. We need to take hold of new opportunities God's going to give to us and the many new opportunities that we can embrace. Certainly the fact that we are live streaming now is a massive gain, isn't it? That people right now at home are watching and engaged with church life. But as the pastor here, as a senior pastor here, I really want to encourage people back so we can gather together and chat and build community. That is so important. But also, we cannot lose the opportunity of people being able to watch at home for those who can't get back and for those who we can't necessarily reach normally. What an opportunity. Maybe you're listening this morning, you've joined church in the last year. Lots of people have joined over the last year. Praise God for that. Maybe you'd like to find out more about church life. Why not be in touch with us? And we'll invite you to the next welcome evening, which is coming up soon on the 13th of May. We'd love to have you with us. And the next year, this next year, is one of rebuilding. Will we pray as a church family for wisdom together as we rebuild church life on the unchanging foundation of God's word, open to the Spirit's leading in what to stop, restart, and begin? Will we press on together to rebuild? That's a challenge for all of us. Secondly, will we reach out? I've been struck afresh during this time by the compassion of Jesus Christ. He not only saw people's need to be taught and taught them, they were like sheep without a shepherd, but he saw their hunger and he fed them, he healed them, he helped them. As we reach out, will we be like Jesus? Of course, we hold out the gospel message because lost sheep need the Saviour. They need the shepherd. It is so serious. People need to be saved. That is their greatest need. And so we're planning to have 7 months of mission starting in October this year. Normally we have 1 week of mission. We're going to spread out over 7 months with an event leading up to the Passion for Life mission with other churches across this country before Easter. And we start in October with a jazz evening and a guest speaker, Rico Tice from Christianity Explored, coming. That's going to be on the 13th of October. Put it in your diaries. There'll be an event a month, if not more, for 7 months, 7 months of mission. Will you join in? There's great need for people to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. People have been faced by their own mortality. Let's pray that God would scoop people up and save them through the witness of our church and through our witness. But also I've been struck by many people in town who need our compassionate care. If you've got involved with Food Bank, many people are involved, you see the other side of Crowborough. Crowborough's so shiny and lovely, isn't it? It seems perfect, surrounded by the Ashdown Forest. But there's great need in our town. And I want us to do more. Will we have the compassion of Christ to practically care for people in our town and through that lead them to know the great shepherd, the Lord Jesus? We need to find ways to remove the walls and barriers that people have to meeting Jesus Christ and coming to this church family and being creative and compassionate in our outreach. I'm very conscious that the Lord has been leading us and placing on a group of people to start a job club. So we've got a team being trained this May to start a job club working with Christians Against Poverty. And I pray that this will be the beginning of seeing new people reached and helped in our town. And from this, we can grow more and more mercy ministries to people in our town and show them Christ's love practically and point them to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Saviour. I love CAP. Christians Against Poverty, they're utterly clear about the need for people to come to know Jesus. That's their biggest aim. But the Lord is using them to help many people around this country to find work, to deal with debt, and all sorts of issues, and coming to know Christ. I went to visit the CAP Centre, and every time someone became a Christian, the whole office stopped, a bell was rung, and everyone clapped, because the Lord was saving people across the whole country through their ministry. In my last church, we set up a job club and we saw lots of people helped, people we'd never reached before coming to know Christ. I've told you about Adam before, but he's a guy my age who arrived at job club, tagged, awaiting going to court. And actually, he found a family at our church. He found someone, people who'd advocate for him in court. And he found the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the greatest gift. He was saved by Jesus. And his life is transformed. Let me just show you this video clip of his baptism. Classic Steve Reese. I get emotional in it, forgive me. But this is him being baptized, Adam. Let's watch that together.
Okay. Adam, I baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
That great? And actually Adam died in October from COVID and the Lord has saved him. That's how important this is. Praise God that he came to know Jesus before it's too late. And we have to do all we can to reach and help people in this town. It's such a wonderful opportunity. So pray for that team. Praise God that Adam is with Jesus and that he came to know Jesus through our job club and meeting Christians and meeting Jesus Christ. And also it's very exciting, as you know, we've been working on reimagining your space from the last house vision. We're in the process of getting a faculty to redesign the back of church we've taken on advice from the church family, and we've realized we need to have as much space as we can, living with pandemics in our world, so we want to try and keep as much space as we can. But we're going to have a new cafe area at the back of church, and we want to use that for outreach, for Sunday fellowship. So let's pray that the Lord might use that to draw people in and for us to reach out with the gospel. A larger serving area, disabled access, a new prep and pantry area, a new lobby to reduce draft, great contemporary finishes to make a usable, cool space for ministry going forward. And we pray that we're going to be able to get that done by the end of this year. So do pray for that. But when we press on, my friends, to reach out with the gospel of Jesus Christ, beyond all these different ways I've described, through the regular life of our church, to all ages, from kids right through to those who are seniors, for all need the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us press on to reach out. And finally, we're going to have a period in October and September, October, of re-envisioning. I checked it, it's a real word, okay? Re-envisioning. We had the house vision a few years ago where we thought about what God was calling us to do as a church family. And in September, October, we're going to do a very similar thing. We're going to get together, have some teaching, get together as leaders to see what God is calling us to do, to pray, to see where God is leading us as a church the next 3 years, to see how the gospel can grow through our church, that we can be discipled and encouraged to follow and love Jesus Christ. And I guess the challenge for us as we think about these three areas of rebuilding, of reaching out, of re-envisioning is this. How will you be involved? How will you serve as life begins to crack open? We are a body, the body of Christ. We've been given this ministry by Jesus. We're all gifted to be involved. What is God calling you to get involved in? Which team will you serve in? How will you make Jesus known? How will you encourage people to follow Christ? How will you serve to enable church to open up again? There are many opportunities. Please pray that as we rebuild and reach out and re-envision, that we will all play our part, for we are all needed. So I press on. Rebuild, reach out, re-envision. As we run the race towards heaven, we want others to join us. Come and join me. Come and join me. Come and follow Jesus Christ. Come and join me on the journey. That's what we're called to do. You know, we have the surpassing joy of knowing Jesus. He's taken hold of our lives. He's brought us to know God the Father. We're indwelt by His Spirit. Will we take hold of all He's calling us to be and to do as we move forward together? Will we press on, forgetting what lies behind, straying towards what is ahead? I press on towards the goal to win the prize to which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus. Father, help us, lead us, unite us, direct us, inspire us, empower us. In Jesus' name, amen.